Lady Glencora is only one of dozens of unforgettable characters who are every bit as boldly drawn as Dickens's and more plausible. Obadiah Slope is an oleaginous young clergyman who divides his energies between ingratiating himself with the powerful and laying down the moral law to everyone else. Mrs. Proudie is a clerical wife consumed by ambition and by disappointment with her husband. Nathaniel Hawthorne described Trollope's world as just as real as if some giant had hewn a great lump out of the earth and put it under a glass case, with all its inhabitants going about their daily business and not suspecting that they were made a show of. Part of the appeal lies in Trollope's ability to summon up a vanished society of vicarage tea parties, where clerical careers are decided, and country house shooting weekends, where the fate of the nation may hang in the balance. But part also lies in Trollope's knack for choosing subjects that echo powerfully today. The way we live now, 1875, is as much a portrait of the last few decades as it is of the High Victorian Age, and every bit as addictive as HBO's hit series Succession. The novel's anti-hero, Augustus Melmotte, is one of the great portraits of the businessman as ogre, a horrid, big, rich scoundrel, a bloated swindler, and vile city ruffian, who bears an uncanny resemblance to the late Robert Maxwell, and to living figures who had best not be named for legal reasons. Despite his foreign birth and mysterious past, Melmotte forces his way into British society by playing on the greed of bigwigs who despise him, yet compete for his favours. He buys his way into the House of Commons. He floats a railway company that is ostensibly designed to build a line between Mexico and America, but is really a paper scheme for selling shares. The Ponzi scam eventually collapses, exposing Britain's great commercial empire for a greed-fueled racket and its high society as a hypocritical sham. The Way We Live Now is an excellent place to begin an affair with Trollope. It is relatively short by his standards and exquisitely executed. If you don't like it, Trollope's world is not for you. If you do, another 46 novels await you.